Good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Conversation. And Ben Wells is in the studio. Good morning, Ben.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Hey, I am doing great. It's good to have you here.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're a busy guy. I'm glad you found the time to stop in.
Absolutely. I appreciate you asking me. I know you had messaged me back in the fall, and I was overseas, so I'm glad it actually got to work out now. So thank you again.
Well, you're welcome. I'm excited to talk about your book. Now, everyone knows you're a musician with Blackstone Cherry, and we'll talk about the group here in a little bit, but you've got a new children's book.
Yes.
How did that come about?
I know. It doesn't sound like it needs to make sense, does it? I have always loved writing and illustrating ever since I was a little kid. And I guess that kind of turned into a love for writing music, but I've always had the interest of drawing cartoons and just drawing figures and making up things and drawing them, putting them on paper. And I always wanted to write a book. I just didn't know where to start. So it was the end of last year, about this time last year, I told myself and my wife and my family, I said, okay, my goal for 2024 is to write and illustrate, publish my first children's book. I said, I'm going to do it. I have to do it. So I started in January, right at the top of the new year. And I said, if I don't start now, 1st of January, I'm going to put this off and it's never going to happen. So I was able to write it actually about the first week of January. I was able to write it. I had some ideas come to me about a couple rhymes. And then I started to draw it. And that took me the longest. It took me several months just because I wanted it to be perfect. And I wanted it to be do her, Sonny, a good justice. But I had to go back and forth between how I wanted the book to look. And I grew up loving old Disney cartoons. So Lady and the Tramp being one of my favorite movies. And I referenced a lot of that. And once I got the Sonny character drawn, I was off to the races. And I was able to finish it and then learn how to publish it and all that kind of good stuff. So I kind of went to school for a minute myself and learned how to do this because I can write music, but I never wrote a book before. So it's really rewarding to have it all finished.
Well, it is great. And I love the illustrations. And
thank you.
You said you got your start back in school. Correct.
I did. My mom still has all the drawings that I grew up doing with pencils and things like that. And I loved art class growing up in school. I mean, I loved all that kind of stuff. And I loved doodling around. And there's a great program out there called Procreate. And what you can do is it's on the iPad. And you can choose different pens. So you can looks like you're drawing with a pencil or looks like a Sharpie or a sketch, however you want it to look. And you can make your art digital. So that's how I did all the art. And I just transferred it to a computer and used a program to make a book out of it. So for any fellow artists out there that are struggling, how do I make digital art? Procreate, I highly recommend. It's a great program for artists.
Well, it is great, and I love your drawings.
Thank you.
Sonny is that kind of classic-looking cartoon character with the eyes and all the different expressions.
That was the thing, too, and I had so many versions of Sonny when I first did it. I drove myself and my wife, Jessica, crazy because I think when I first started to try to draw her, I was trying to make her look too realistic. I was looking at her eyes. I was trying to make her sit still, and I would get photos of her, and I was drawing her eyes as I was seeing them, you know, perfectly round eyes and this and this and that. And I said, wait a second, this doesn't look cartoon. I'm not going big enough here. I'm not going exaggerated. So I kind of had to get the realism out of my head and go, this is supposed to be an example of what Sonny looks like. So once I was able to understand that, like I said, I was off to the races, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, that is great. And
Thank you.
It's not going to be the only book, correct?
It's not. The idea, we have three beagles, Henry, Clark, and Sonny.
Okay.
And the reason Sonny's book came first, she had the worst puppy stage out of all of them.
Okay.
So this book talks about how she went from bad girl Sonny Pearl to good girl Sonny Pearl. So that's the story of that and how she turned it around for us. And then our other dog, Clark, I don't want to give the other titles away, but I had all the titles before I even started writing them.
Wonderful.
And so now I'm excited to start work on Clark's book, and then I'll do Henry's book.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Can't wait. We were at Nadine West not too many days ago, and we got a copy for our grandson, who's three.
Thank you.
And he loves to read, and I know there are a lot of other boys and girls that like to read as well.
Yes, we're very excited. Nadine West was fantastic. I can't say enough good things about that store. I think it's fantastic that we finally have an official bookstore like that here in Glasgow. And they have asked me to come do a little book signing, so I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Wonderful.
So I'll be there from 12 to 2, and Jessica will be with me, and we get to bring Sonny.
Oh, wonderful.
So people can come and meet the actual star of the show, Sonny Pearl. So I've never done a book signing before. This is my first one, so it kind of feels weird to say that I'm even doing it, really, but I'm very honored that they've asked me to do it, and it's their first one as well. So I hope people are able to come by.
That is going to be exciting. And tell us the time one more time.
From 12 to 2 p.m. Central
12
time.
To 2. Okay. Yes. Well, that's tomorrow. And
that's right.
It's going to be a good day to come out. And
I think so.
Get a copy of the book.
Yes.
And get an autograph, too.
Yes, I'll be there. If you want it signed, I'm happy to do that for you.
Well, that's pretty cool. Hey, let's talk about Blackstone Cherry just for a few moments.
Yes.
And you all have been traveling a lot. You mentioned you'd been in Europe when I first called a couple of months ago.
Yes, sir.
And just tell us where you've been, what you've been up to.
Yeah, so we've had a busy year. We started touring in end of January, actually, this year. We started out doing a cruise, which is great. There's these rock cruises. It's called Shiprocked. So it's us and about 60 other bands, and it's over 6 days. So it's like a traveling festival at sea.
Oh, wow.
So we don't say no to those when they call, you know. We don't say no to going to the Caribbean in February.
There you go.
So we started off the year doing that, but then we traveled all across the United States from one coast to the other. We've been to Europe 2 different times, South America, which was awesome. And, we just ended our year in Europe. We got home November 30th. And now we're home throughout Christmas, and we'll start writing new music in January before heading back out in March. So it feels good to have a little downtime, especially this time of year. We all love being home this time of year. But I have a feeling come January, we're kind of like itching to get back out on the road because we always have to be doing something, especially myself. So after the holidays are over, I'm like, all right, let's go play some music.
Especially if you get snowed in or something, you just can't wait to get somewhere where it's nice, right?
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Unless it's a ton of snow, then I'm a sucker for a good sledding day. But otherwise, yeah, I like to go to the beach somewhere. But yeah, it's been a fun year, and we were actually inducted into the Kentucky Music Hall of Fame in October, which was a huge honor, something I never thought would ever come, really. Growing up here and playing local Mexican restaurants and the Parish Center and different places. In 2001, there weren't any music venues in Glasgow. That's when the band started. So we were playing cafeterias all across Barron and Metcalf County. So to think now that they have chosen us to be in the Hall of Fame is... it's truly remarkable, very, very humbling.
Oh, that is just so cool. Now, the Kentucky Music Hall of Fame is just off I-75. Is that right?
Yeah, it's right next to Renfro Valley.
Okay.
Yes, and I had never been there. That's a great place to see a concert. We got to go up the night before that we were inducted. The Kentucky Headhunters were playing that night, so which
cool.
is kind of perfect because, obviously, our drummer's father and uncle, they're in the Kentucky Headhunters. So it was kind of a big family affair that weekend. But that was a great place to see a show, and then
cool.
the next day they had the ceremonies. It was really neat.
Well, that is awesome, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's a huge honor. So,
yes, sir.
And well deserved.
Well, thank you very much.
As well. And do you have any new projects coming out in the next year or so that you're thinking about?
Yes. So I keep myself pretty busy with the band, and Jessica and I also we run a clothing business called Sunny and Stoked. So we do that, and then now I'm writing books, and we also run our own nonprofit called the Henry and Clark Foundation. Everything we do is named after something. So
okay.
Sunny and Stoked is named after Sunny, Henry and Clark Foundation. It's a nonprofit, and we actually have a big announcement. I'll go ahead and announce it here first, actually, because it's going to be announced
cool.
later today.
All right.
But we've been a nonprofit since 2019, and the community has been able to give a lot to us donation-wise, and we try to give back as much as we can through Boys and Girls Club, Bridge, local animal shelters. But we're going to be donating a Glasgow's first ever, it's a rainbow bridge, and it's going to go in the dog park at Weldon
Wonderful.
Park. And what it is, it's 12 foot by 3 foot. It was locally built by a couple of friends of ours, and it's going to be a place for people that have lost pets that can go and remember their pets. They can put their name, collar, a toy, and it's being painted. Today's the last day of it being painted by the Boys and Girls Club.
Cool.
And it's painted like a rainbow. So we're very excited about that. I think it's going to be installed after the new year. So we'll have more information online about that because we want to make it a big to-do. But this is our way of our charity giving back to our community and really putting like a stamp and saying we want to put something here permanently. And it'll have a plaque on it. So I'm very excited about that.
Oh, I know you are.
Yeah.
And that is just very exciting. And,
thank you.
And your lovely wife, Jessica, she is
yes.
a wonderful person.
Thank you.
I was acquainted with her through FCA.
That's right.
A few years
yes.
ago while
she
at Barron County
that.
High School. And she's still involved with that, isn't
oh,
she?
Oh, yeah. She's still a character coach through FCA. And I think that is her most favorite thing in the world to do. So, and I love seeing the connections she makes and these fine young ladies that look up to her, and I think it's just a beautiful thing. So I'm really proud of her.
Well, we appreciate how you give back to the community and all that you do there. And I'll add one more thing in relation to that. Just last year, before I retired from teaching, you were out at Barron County High School, and you'd been there before, and you go to Glasgow and talk to groups of students as well.
I do.
And that's appreciated. You have a great story.
Thank you very much. I was actually just asked yesterday to go back to Barron County in May of next year. They're already checking.
Wonderful.
They got to check the schedule early now.
There you go.
But yeah, I love doing that. You know, if I can use whatever platform I have to go speak to some other kids out there that might have been in my shoes when I was in that spot, or any shoes for that matter. I love to tell my story to say, hey, you know, small town, you know, you got dreams, they can happen. You just got to put the passion behind it and make it happen. So I love telling that story. It's my favorite story to tell. So anytime they ask and I'm home, I'm always there to do it.
Wonderful. Ben Wells, thank you so much for stopping
by. Thank you.
It's been a good conversation. And tomorrow is the day at high noon when the book signing starts. Good Girl, Sunny Pearl at Nadine West, written and illustrated by Ben Wells. And you all need to check it out and get a chance to talk with Ben tomorrow.
Please do. Thank you.